Hey. Happy hump day. Welcome to Girl Chat Sports. You got Mo and Mel here. We're on our Wednesdays. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. Happy finally broke 80 in Las Vegas day. I feel like this has been the latest I've lived here when it got to 80, but maybe I'm wrong. April 10th.
Kids are in the pool.
Man, the kids need to be in the pool. I'm trying to be by a pool ASAP. Right. So, or even just whatever.
And it didn't seem like it was just 80 degrees. It seemed like it was 85 degrees. Like that sun was on us today.
Yes. So happy to finally have seen some warmer weather here in Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining the show. If you're watching, feel free to share. It is free to share. Share with your friends. Share with your followers. We appreciate you. You can find us at YouTube at Girl Chat Sports, on all social media at Girl Chat Sports. And, of course, we got hot topics we're going to get into. There are a lot of jugadores. I didn't even put a couple down because there were so many and I was tired of making these little updates. So there's just a lot. There's a ton of Vegas sports news going on. We got to talk about the NBA. We got to talk about this WNBA draft coming up, as well as a little bit of baseball. I mean, we're still in the beginning stages, but, you know, your Dodgers and the Yankees is up there. And my Mariners are just...
Well, yeah, they're doing a darn thing.
Not really doing much. We got some good, great girl power, too. So we'll just get into it. Of course, you saw earlier that this was basically the eclipse that mattered to most of us. Right. I think that women's basketball.
That was the eclipse we could see, that everybody could see.
That was the eclipse that everybody could see. Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't have to have no special glasses. Right. You didn't have to, you know, blind yourself.
Be in a certain geographical location. You could be anywhere.
Anytime. Any time of the day. You could have watched, you could have saw this at morning, noon, or night, and it still would have been just this. So, great artist put that one together, so that was dope. Of course, we're talking about the eclipse that's transpired. Here's a couple of the funny memes that, of course, the eclipse lasted longer than Aaron Rodgers' career with the Jets this past season. Dallas getting to finally see a ring because, you know, Texas had a good view of
they
it.
They started point for the States.
You know, they're talking about Dallas already and getting it. And of course, there was a couple stadiums. So, like Arlington, the Rangers Stadium, as well as a Cleveland's Progressive Ballpark, had a couple good views. Here's just a quick little video of just what they got to see.
Oh, no, that's the sun moving.
Yeah, so I think that's just cool to be able to, like, it's dark, lights automatically come on for a good few seconds, and we didn't see nothing here, so I didn't see anything here.
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is.
It is.
Yeah, but that was cool.
Yeah.
We got to get into what we just...
I need to hear these Jugadores logos. I need to know what's going on with these.
Do you want to get into that first? Let's get to the Jugadores first. Because it was a solar eclipse.
What did you have that you're going to get into?
No, the March Madness, the women. But let's do the Jugadores first.
Okay.
Because the eclipse kind of brought on some craziness. Like, there was some craziness out here. There was some craziness I saw with the woman who pushed... I think California pushed, like, her boyfriend and kid out the car. I don't know. I don't want it to be dark here in the middle of the day because I don't know what would happen to people.
Right.
I mean, they're already crazy enough on full moons, let alone on an eclipse.
Tell me about it.
All right. So getting into Jugadores, we got an update. Ja Morant he was basically found to have acted in self-defense in regards to that 2002 incident when he punched a teenager who was 17 during a pickup game, a little altercation after that. So he was found to have acted in self-defense. That's done with, it sounds
like. Okay.
Okay, you've got former Texas defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat. He was arrested on Sunday at 4 a.m. after he crashed his SUV. This was in... I think it was in Dallas, in Texas. That's where he went to school. So he was arrested on a DWI. He is headed to the draft this year and actually had pretty good stock at being like a valued third round pick. And yeah, he was got into a crash. At least he, I guess, stayed on scene. So I don't know.
Wow.
How that may affect. I mean, what are you doing? Again, it's you're intoxicated, inebriated. It's 4 a.m. Figure it out. But you've got a draft in less than a month. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
This ain't it.
Yeah, right. That part.
So we'll see if that affects any of his stock value. We also got an update on the former Chiefs, Rashee Rice. There is now an arrest warrant out for him in Dallas after him and his attorney had come out saying that he was the one driving the Lamborghini in the SUV that is involved in multi-crash. So he, I don't know if he's turned himself in yet, but there is an arrest warrant out in Dallas for him. I think there's like 6 or 7 charges against him. So that's not.
I'm so mad that the first 3 people you're mentioning all have locks.
Like, maybe they need to change. Maybe they got to change the style to get rid of that bed to get, you know, get the bad out.
Maybe
know?
They need to cut off and let the new growth. I don't
get
know.
Get the new growth like going. Off. You know, get the new growth going. Yeah. Maybe there's some like bad energy up in there for them that they need to kind of figure out.
Bugging out.
I don't have a picture for this, but so we all know who Terrell Suggs is. He was arrested on Tuesday. What I didn't realize is that he had a little issue a month ago at the drive-thru at Starbucks in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I didn't know that either.
So, I didn't know either. I guess this one missed our radars. But apparently, he was driving into the drive-thru at Starbucks. A guy was behind him. I guess he went past the little area, the little thing that you order at, and was backing up and hit the person behind him. They both get out, exchange words, whether he hit him or not, blah, blah, blase, blase. Apparently, they both get into the car. There was no further issue. But then once he was leaving Starbucks, the other guy said something or flipped him off. Terrell Suggs took out a gun and pointed it outside the window. Apparently, it wasn't directed at the guy, but it was outside the window. The guy wrote down his license plate. Terrell Suggs gets arrested Tuesday, gets released this morning. He says he was fearful of his life. Do y'all know how big Terrell Suggs is?
Right.
This is, that same defensive from the Ravens. Like, I mean, I don't.
He could have been like the guy was threatening him, but he should have said that as he's pulling the gun out. I'm in fear for my life. I'm pulling this gun like so there's witnesses that heard him say that. That will protect you. You're pulling out a gun like.
But you pulling out again.
Like, you don't have to do that.
And so, of course, when the police went to find him, they did find a gun in the car. And so, apparently, while he's being released until his next hearing, he had to turn all of his firearms in, supposedly. And Tuesday was a day after this eclipse. Maybe the eclipse, I don't.
Some got people losing their minds.
Yes.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Our intern Natalie did bring this Starbucks to our attention, so we appreciate her for this.
Wow, I appreciate that, Nat. Big ups to you on that.
Big ups. And then we also talked about Jontay Porter before. This is the guy with the betting scandal who barely plays.
This is really interesting.
People were throwing down major money on him to like go under 5 points, and he was in the 2 games that were in question. He had left early because of sickness, left early because of like some kind of leg issue.
Right.
Well, Adam Silver. Yes, Adam Silver came out and said, basically, this is a cardinal sin, what he's accused of in the NBA, and the ultimate extreme option I have is to ban him from the NBA. So basically, if allegations of betting are substantiated, Jontay Porter will basically be banned from the NBA. Because it wasn't like you're a high-value player, so it wasn't like a lot of people put money on you all the time. Like, this was, like, you barely make 3 or 4 points a game, so when people are making, like, $10,000, $20,000 bets on you, it's kind of odd, right? Like, this doesn't happen.
But the thing of it is you're literally throwing your entire career in the NBA, a lottery ticket that not everybody gets the number punched on for this.
Maybe he can go play overseas or
but
something.
But he can, but, I mean, the NBA, though, like, but the thing of it
Listen,
is...
Listen, it know, ain't good.
I don't need these pro, but you know what? This stems to a further discussion of what pro organizations are allowing sports bets as sponsorships for their organization. I don't think that's a good look. You don't need FanDuel to sponsor you guys. You don't need any of this It just seems like it's not
everything's working. Sponsored by a betting thing now. Everything you watch is basically on bets. That's
but
that's
I think I feel like it should be against. I think sports should be the out. Like, you know, people are already betting on this. There's already something. We already got traction. We already know right. who our market base is. We should leave leagues out of it as a sponsor partnership. We should. Because these players keep Listen. Betting and stuff. A lot of it's addiction. A lot of it's just whatever. But it's in their faces.
I get it. Come on. What can we do, though? It's like now that it became legal, it's like catching wildfire out here. Everybody's got to have it. Everybody's doing it. And so it's just wild.
And they're paying big bucks for their sponsorship deals. I mean, it gives them money to the league. But at the same time, I think that just should be the one place you don't solicit business. Like,
you would hope so. You would hope so. You posted this on our Facebook group. Just so you know, we have a Facebook page, Girl Chat Sports. We also have a group. So if you want to get in the group, hit the join. It's Facebook,
Girl Chat
Sports Facebook group. We love it.
Great it's some content good. On there.
We don't let everybody, we don't need no spam. So I hate when I see people getting spam. So there's no spam in our group. Like you get you have to join. We have to approve you. So hop in the group. Do. Join in, share some love. You mentioned this. So the Bishop Gorman, their head baseball coach, Chris Sheff, had been suspended after an investigation. Apparently the school received some complaints that were concerning regarding the baseball program. He is suspended. There was a quote about the director of the baseball program saying that he was not with the team right now and that hopefully he is able to return once this is cleared up. There was no discussion as to what these allegations were.
No, but time out, Mel. There's another high school too where a coach is also in question.
In Las Vegas?
Right after I sent you that on the group text, another school. I want to say, I don't know if it's Las Vegas. It's one of the other high schools where both coaches are in question for some unfavorable stuff that they do in the baseball program.
But here, and so here's my thing too, is also there's got to be some pretty interesting allegations to be made for you to completely be suspended from the program. You know what I mean? As of right now. So it's not like, you know, you might have cussed the player or maybe, you know, didn't let a teammate, maybe they went too hard in practice, too many drills. I don't know. But it would be interesting to see what transpires from this little.
Yeah, but there's two schools now involved. Not only Bishop Gorman, but then they just broke another school. And I'm trying to think of the other school. I'm trying to Google it, but both coaches are under fire on question.
Something in that eclipse water, man. It's something. I don't know.
There's several stuff. We're in the middle of April, and a lot of stuff that I didn't have on my bingo card is like crazy. I didn't know I had to do a Las Vegas bingo card. I wasn't expecting a lot of the stuff
I didn't know I had to play like independent, investigator this week. Yeah. Like I have really tested my old investigatory skills to get to the bottom of stories. Crazy. Like we've been working it. So
we have been working it. And I feel like we're better than some of these other places.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to get into some Vegas news as well. Our Golden Knights right now. Yeah. Are we still down 2-0? Can you check? Can we do a score check?
Yeah, let me get the SPN score check for you. I can't with them. Because they're playing Edmonton Oilers tonight, correct?
And we have – and so the Oilers already clinched. So this is like a nothing game to them. But, of course, they don't want us to be able to beat them because then we're in. I think there's – I got a synopsis here. So,
3-0.
Jesse Granger said – the clinching scenarios tonight in Edmonton is that we defeat the Oilers in regulation and the Blues lose to the Blackhawks in any fashion, or we defeat the Oilers in overtime or a shootout and the Blues lose to the Blackhawks in regulation. So it doesn't seem like that's...
Either way, the Blues have to lose to the Blackhawks some kind of way, being a regular...
Right, but we also have to win at some point.
We have to win in order for that to happen. It's 3-0. We are in the third period. 19 minutes.
I mean, I know we're a third period team, but this is starting to be a little bit too much for me to handle.
I don't know. We don't make the playoffs. This is going to be a problem.
if we don't make the playoffs, and then of course, because everybody has the conspiracy theory of, you know, about Stone being on injured reserve and then us getting more cap space to make moves and get these players, and
that's all well and good. But even if we don't go to the Stanley Cup final,
we should be at least be in the playoffs.
Playoffs. Yeah. Coming off of a win. Who does that? I'm not expecting them to win a Stanley Cup. I have told you at the very beginning, it's hard to win back to backs. But I did expect a playoff contention. I did expect that.
I expected to be in the playoffs.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Like there was no other doubt about it.
Yeah, so me too. That should have been that was a no-brainer for me. Nights.
Nights. So let's just keep our little. I should probably get a rally towel out or something.
It's plenty of time.
Just hold on to a little rally towel. Give us a little, you know, just put a burping cloth on real quick to give us a little.
I don't know where my chair bobblehead is, but I'm just saying, I think, honestly.
I got to put a rally cap on. That's what I got to do.
Rally cap, we've got time. Like, they can make this, they can turn this around. What's three goals? They got this. Come on, guys.
They got it. Well, technically, they need four.
They do need four. Yeah, touche, yeah, to win.
Oh, man, it's tough. But what I will say is we got to give a shout out to the junior Vegas Golden Knights, the women, the girls, the 14U 1A group won the national championship. They're the first female hockey team to represent Nevada and bring that puppy home. They played against South Dakota for the championship, apparently the championship for South Dakota team. They're a bunch of big girls, but I guess our goalie is fire. So the 14U team brought home the championship. Congrats.
So we got our championship for another season then with them.
Right?
Women, brought it home.
Good. I know.
Very good.
Shout out to, what's up, Jonathan? Thanks for checking in. As well as April. April said, what's so cool, how Stephen A. blew up love and support for the Lady Hoops. I think it's just
absolutely
all the media that has really gone in. And we'll talk about it in a little bit when we get to like our aces in the WNBA, but just the media exposure, what that's already translated for the league coming up this season for the WNBA. And beyond. Now, you know, we don't talk a whole lot about the UFC here or MMA, but we do need to mention that the 300th UFC 300 will be here in Las Vegas this Saturday. Watch out if you're in Vegas this weekend, because I'm sure that traffic will be no joke. Got a co-main event. We got a woman on the co-main event card. So Girl Power, shout out to them. And I'm going to mess up names, but I think it's Yang Welly and Yan is, I can't get them straight. So, you know, I'm sure one of our UFC people can get in here. And, so they're battling for the strawweight title bout. Also, I didn't realize Holly Holm's on the card and she's in like the early prelims. I didn't know Holly Holm was still fighting, but she is on the early prelims. Fighting against Kayla Harrison. So those are two women's fights that you should look out for while out there. So girl power for them. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
And of course, you know, we got our aces. What was announced is that 35 of our 40 home games will be nationally broadcasted either on, nationally broadcasted, whether it be on TV or streamed possibilities, but I think we are the second most. Indiana Fever actually got 36 out of 40 because, the impact of the Caitlin Clark factor, the Indiana Fever factor. So, and what I saw in a group was that, the single tickets went on sale. You know, we sold out five games. You know, they moved the July
the Indiana Fever game over to T-Mobile. So
we played the Fever twice back-to-back at home. The second one got moved to T-Mobile, and I heard that even just got sold out today.
Oh, it did. I was going to look online for tickets, and I totally forgot. So
I would maybe double-check. I don't know if the source is correct or not, but it sounded like they went to look, and those tickets – I mean, this is, coming into the 4th of July weekend, so it's definitely
– I believe it. Yeah.
Big time. Money.
They're there for Caitlyn, so that's the draw. That's fine, because that one's going to be televised on ESPN as well. So we get the ratings boost and we get the attendance. So
absolutely.
Dope. Yeah.
And we got to talk about goats, because look at all the goats in this picture.
So a night in Paris.
We like a little parody action for the ladies. Yeah. Asia, Dawn, and Asian, and of course Dawn Staley, the winning head coach we're gonna get to in a second, got to hang out with Serena Williams. They're at the PSG soccer match there in Paris. I believe PSG lost, I think, to Barcelona, or maybe that was a different day, but yeah, good thing. I mean, great stuff. I think Dawn even had posted a picture later on of her and Shakari Richardson that was there also. So
nice.
Goats everywhere. You know, the ladies are killing
baby
it.
Goat,
and
big goat, yeah.
Big goats, big goats. Mm-hmm. I mean,
goat.
You know, you
I love
can't.
It.
That's a lot of girl power.
A lot of talent, just, girl power, right, in the one room. Yes.
A lot of knowledge, too, I bet. So that's.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, there's mantras traded. There's all kinds of good dialogue. So.
I bet. And the Rolodexes between them, listen.
Right. That's a fierce force in the room, for real. Fierce force.
Absolutely. So we're excited. Yeah. We're getting close to Aces season. Starts May 14th, or is it 15th? The 14th is the season opener here.
Yeah.
So we are literally just a little over a month away before season's getting in. So, of course, some of the ladies, I'm sure, are taking their little last-minute breaks. Minor trips here and there for whatever purposes, and before it's time to get into training camp.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to talk about the lights too. Not only are the lights on a 3-straight win streak, they are having what's called the Bright Lights. It's a special event that's hosted by Jose Bautista this Saturday. It's April 20th, not this Saturday. It's next Saturday at 4 p.m. So as you and a guest, if you register, can come in, you can check out the new, the club seats, the new premium hospitality space. Food and beverages are included. I mean, the festivities start at 4:00. This is next Saturday. So spots are limited. See if you can still get in there, but whew.
Yeah, I got an RSVP that the 19th.
They trying to listen. And because when I watched it on the TV and I watched the game, I was like, wait, this isn't Cashman. It looked nothing like Cashman no more from at least the field view and what we used to usually see being in the field. So whatever they're doing, it's
he leveled up where the Rock couldn't for XFL. So let's just congratulate Jose Bautista.
Jose put money into it that the Rock and the XFL cannot.
Yeah, that was bad. They didn't throw no money into it. It was just there.
Uh-uh.
But
right.
Is here, our former Toronto Blue Jay baseball guy, he took an ant and made it a molehill big time.
Right. So they're in Monterey this weekend on Saturday. They'll be back next week. They actually have. Remember, they were in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup is happening again. So on Wednesday, the 17th, they're hosting the Spokane. I think it's a Velocity. They will be – tickets are on sale now. It's at 7:30 p.m. And then, of course, that same week on Saturday, they'll be playing here at home at 5:00 on the 20th. So tickets for that are also on sale. Now is the time. Now is the time before it gets to be 112 degrees outside.
Oh, 100%.
Catch them while you can. Catch them while you
Absolutely.
Can, for sure.
Yeah.
Got to talk with the aviators, too. Listen, so the aviators have some cool stuff coming up Friday. They got the orange hoodie giveaway, which I love orange, so I'm almost tempted just to buy me a little, grass seat so I can get me a nice orange hoodie. On Saturday, kiddos, they got a whole dinosaur exhibit that's happening. Sunday, kids get to run the bases. And check this out. Next Friday, they got a giveaway of a jersey, and guess who's on the jersey? Finn the Bat Dog.
I need
my
Finn's
guy.
Jersey.
I need Finn's jersey.
I do. You don't ever see that. I love Finn.
How many teams do you know have their dog's jersey on it? Their dogs on it. I just, once again, up there on the top right, Finn the Bat Dog. There's a picture of him holding a bat. So how could you not,
right.
How can you not? I swear, it's too much. Hey, what's up, Sandy Rose? Hey, Sandy. Thanks for checking in. What's up, Dre? He said, Dre, what's up? Let the ball bounce. We appreciate you. Yes. I miss Mr. Dre. I know.
Brave it up, too. I gotta tap into my boy.
So, yeah. that we got the aviator. Okay. We also got to talk with Las Vegas Silver Stars. Shout out to Miss Bondi. I know. I think she had them on her show today. Oh, I didn't catch it to hear. They had their season opener away last week. I'm not sure if there was a win or not. No one's updated it on their website, FYI. But their first home game is this Saturday, 7:00, Faith Lutheran High School. It's literally down the street from me, so I got to get there. 7:00, tickets are through their app. You can also, on the link in their bio, LV Silver Stars, you can subscribe to the TV platform that streams their games.
So. Oh, nice. Oh, cute. I love it.
These girls are balling. These girls, yeah. Not cute. These girls are feisty. Like, I was watching some of their, like, you know, their promo ads. And I'm just like, oh, Lord, my ankles could never, and I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, right.
But shout out to them. We also got to give a shout out. So the A's officially filed for trademarks here in Nevada. Las Vegas A's. Las Vegas Athletics, and the Vegas Athletics. So depending on what they end up choosing or if they decide to use them all, that's what they've started. It hasn't been approved yet. And if you're like me, and I'm sure like you, unfortunately, we haven't been out to see the Vegas Thrill yet. That's a professional volleyball team here, right, another women's pro sports team. Mm-hmm. We haven't been out there. But if this isn't enough reason to go, listen – Monday. Oh, did I miss? This is April 8th. I thought this was.
This is past, girl. This was last week.
I swore this said April 13th. Oh, no. I'm so mad.
God. No, we missed 80s
night is where it's at.
Yeah, you love the 80s night.
I swear, I was really...
I'm waiting to do a 90s night so I can bring out my pager. I still got
So they only have like 4 home games left. They got this 17th and the 20th. 17th, 20th, and the 1st and the 8th of May. So
wow, that was fast for them. That was a fast season.
No, it's been a fast. They've already played they played 16 matches. They've been struggling a little bit, but that's okay. It's a new team. It's a new league. I mean, it is to be expected. So hopefully whatever their drafting process or their you know, trades happen, you know, but it can happen. Yeah. Where they play has also changed. We forgot to mention this last week. So the DLC, Dollar Loan Center. DLC just rolls off the tongue, right?
Right.
And we all know if you are in Vegas, if you've lived in Vegas, if you visited Vegas back in the day, like Lee's Discount Liquor is every corner. It's where you used to go. It's where you're at, the family of Vegas. Lee's has taken over and it's the Lee's Family Forum. I can't get with the forum part. Like, this ain't LA, number one. And the LFF.
They could say Lee's Forum.
The Lee's Family Forum. I just said
Lee's Forum.
I can't do it. I'm going to call the DLC from here on out. Like, I apologize to all the teams.
Hey, listen, but I still call crypto Staples at times. It slips up sometimes. Right. I still
call Lumen CenturyLink. Like, it is what it is.
What you're used to, you know what I mean? But now I say the Crip. So sometimes the Crip, sometimes the Staples, depending on how these Lakers be playing. We'll talk about it later. But
it's how I'll be going. So. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. But
Lee's
we
family
do.
Forum. Family Forum. Yeah, I think I could just say Lee's Forum. You know, LF. Yeah, the LF.
What's that? Isn't there like what's those guys' names? LF. Isn't there like a
LFG or something like that? Was it LFG?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or you could just say LIF. Like I could just say the LIF and then call.
Just take me to the forum. I'll just say the forum.
Yeah, or
and
then
you go to the forum. The Hendo Forum. The Hendertucky Forum.
I'm saying that because no. I still think Lyft is
a Forum. Hendertucky Forum.
I'm going to call it Lyft and just be done. And I ain't call about the ride share. I'm just like, I'm going to Lyft.
So yeah, just FYI, no more DLC. It's the LFF.
That's crazy, no DLC. I liked all of those.
I did too. I thought it fit.
It makes sense. But, you know,
I don't think something as intimate as that arena should be called a forum. I feel like a forum is like a substantially, you know, sized.
Yeah, like
arena.
Where the Lakers won most of their championships. Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely. I don't feel like it's. I don't know, but hey, hope maybe the name change brings on some winning, because you know the Ignite weren't winning there. Unfortunately, the Thrill haven't won much there. I know the Battle Hawks and the Silver Knights. Like, yeah. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Change. You never know.
It already there's already one team that's not coming back there. So
right.
Anyway, shout out the LFF. Hey, we gotta talk about everyone watching women's sports. Yeah. Listen.
And I do mean everyone, including the naysayers that said they would never watch women's basketball nor take it seriously.
All in the Kool-Aid.
All in watching.
And it don't matter if you were leaving negative comments or positive comments. The fact of the matter is you were watching.
And I lived in your neighborhood free to make a comment. So you watched.
All of that. All there of that, you and your little Twitter fingers behind what did Joy Taylor said behind, you know, couch potato 099 with no profile pic and no followers and nothing. Like, we get it. Like, okay, hate all you want.
Right.
Of course, we know the Gamecocks won. This is the second championship that Dawn Staley has brought for the Gamecocks. Finished with a 38-0 perfect season.
Yeah, I was about to say the undefeated Gamecocks won.
Undefeated Gamecocks. She makes history as the first Black coach, male or female, to win three NCAA titles.
Love it.
And for the first time ever, once again, ever, the women's NCAA finals had more viewers than men. Boom.
Yeah, men's was a dull little thing. It was dull.
I literally knew one guy's name, maybe two after the one guy on Purdue slam dunk. No. You know, crazy.
Zach
I was like,
Ely,
whoa.
You talking about Zach Ely?
No, Edie was good, but they're number 23. I forgot his name. He got subbed in. Next thing you know, he's taking a rebound off the board and is just.
I might have turned and missed that one, but I knew UConn was going to win. I had picked UConn, and that was just.
Here's the deal. And I think, you know, Barstool Sports and you know, the Presidente, he made a $600,000 wager, wins $2.something million. But like, one of his guys on the show mentioned, like, UConn has been the bet all year. They've covered
absolutely.
And then
the
some. So there's everyone like no way UConn. They were losing it. Like, you know, you could have done one of those bets where you just, you know, kept rolling with your bet and kept on making more and more money.
Right.
Would have happened.
Because UConn definitely was going to pull that off. I knew that was going to be the case. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're not beating them. So the girls.
Shout out to
great.
Bill Murray's son, who was the coach of UConn.
Yeah.
Coach of UConn.
Again, there was also more people watched the women's title game than watched the NBA finals last year. Just to put that in perspective. One in perspective. Shout out to Dawn Staley. She got emotional after the game. You don't see that too much from her. So it was great to see. Just that number, 18.7 or 18.9, whatever that final tally is, like. Right. This is where it's at. This is what's happening, and this is what's going to be sparking the movement forward. I mean, granted, there's been a movement, so we don't want to, you know, get those veterans upset with us or anyone else. We're just happy that whoever's jumping on now is jumping on, and hopefully you stay for
it. And we have to thank Caitlin Clark, because if it wasn't for her, this would not be the viewership, just to be honest. I'm going to keep it a billion.
And there wouldn't be the contracts, you know, the TNT, TBS, they've already signed for a multi-year deal to be broadcasting in the UK and into Europe. So that's major. I'm sorry. The girl I got her jersey retired. She'd been gone for what? A week?
Yep.
Not even 4 days, 4 days and her jersey's retired.
Might as well.
That's the impact this girl has.
You're not going to see another like it.
You're not going to see this. I've never seen someone's jersey retired 3 days after their last game.
Well, I've never seen someone pass so many shooting records that I've seen in a college sport.
Assist,
like now.
Shooting,
so I'm not surprised, and well-deserved, and that's fine. That's a good chapter to close with Iowa.
Been a movement.
Yeah,
what's
been
up,
a movement.
Goose?
Yeah.
Goose then here. We
what's
got
up,
a couple
Goose?
Of the LTBB
Goose
up in there.
Chat?
Same
what's
time.
Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's Bill? What's Bill doing?
Bill Blackham. Honestly, because White America is pulling for.
That. I said underlying issue for this whole thing was a race thing. That's exactly what it was.
I mean, what do you expect in Iowa either? You know, I mean, like it's a race thing that went across the country, but as Iowa,
I mean, the fact that she was a symbol for them and it represented a lot of people, so it was just that.
I just hope those same fans continue to support Iowa basketball with her gone.
I said, I keep that same energy and show up for the next round of players because they still got a lady that was hurt that came in the last few minutes and she's been their girl too. So you better keep that same energy going is all I can say.
Even though the transfer portal is about to be wild, I know Don's going to try and pick up some people. It's just, listen, Don lost all five starters last year. Like I mentioned before, she's like, the Gamecocks are now like Alabama football. Like when one whole roster is gone, the whole bench just moves up and performs just as well. Like that's what you got. And you've got a coach. You can coach them all into doing that.
She's like being Coach K of Duke. Like you just never always are going to predict them. So I see South Carolina going all the way each and every single year as long as she's there. Before there's talk of her not being there and going into an NBA or going to WNBA or anything that, you know, they try to get her on.
And so it is. So just for a little recap on women's sports, for those that are just now starting to get the gist of things, we saw the championship game on Monday. Next Monday, the 15th, you got the WNBA draft. It's at 4:00 here Pacific time. This is sold out. It actually will have fans in attendance. Sold out in New York City. And then less than a month later, you've got the first game of the WNBA regular season starting. And like, you know, we'll talk about the draft here in a second, too, because, of course, Caitlin Clark is projected to go number one to Indiana. Right. Indiana's banking on it. Every fan in every WNBA city is banking on it because, you know, Fever tickets are the first ones gone. Those ticket sales. Listen, you thought those Iowa games was getting high. Wait till it comes like down to the wire when people are trying to go see one of these Fever games. Wherever the Fever are playing, them tickets are going to be high just as well. So,
well, we just sold out if that's true at T-Mobile for a July 2nd game, and that's months away.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be the West Coast, so you're going to see NBA players there. You're going to see it's going to be a star-studded affair. It's going to be fan based and. You know, Jason Sudeikis is probably in the building, whoever else.
Of course he is. So everybody, it's going to be a whole show. There's going to be a bunch of shows across the country for this. Whether she outperforms what people expect or whether she underperforms, it's still happening. People are out there to see her, and that's just what it is. So
the New York game is going to be amazing, too. That's going to be crazy.
Robert's here saying hi, Mo, checking in.
Robert! Robert is a girl dad. Can I tell you about Robert? He's so dope. He's a girl dad. Yes. One of his girls plays volleyball in college. She is amazing. Shout out to her. But he has gotten on the train of women's sports. He's been on it, but he's really adopted like the Aces. He's like a big fan of them. He tapped in for NCAA women's. I kept telling him, like, watch this women's game. You gotta see it.
You gotta check it out.
Sunday with the Iowa. Like, we're back and forth. I'm giving him some insight on how dope South Carolina is, but
good for
not to
him.
Take away who Caitlin Clark is either. So,
right,
you know, but it was great, and he was very hyped about it, and I think we got us another person on board that's loving women's sports.
All right, welcome aboard, Robert. Welcome to the train. Yes,
welcome to the train, Robert. Hey, we got to get train. You know, his daughter's probably playing for the Las Vegas Thrill one of these days.
Hey, to have a professional volleyball league out there, period, to where you can be at, like that's where it's at. That's it right there. How do you not? And then to be playing in Vegas, come on now.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, makes sense.
Make sure you Uber because we have enough issues with professional athletes out here and drinking and driving. So whatever you do.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Get the Uber Lyft, please.
Yeah.
And we got to the draft, mock draft. Of course, you know, Caitlin Clark supposedly a Fever, but there can be some understanding as to where some of these players are going to go. You got Cameron Brink supposedly still number two. Camila Cardoso was supposed to go at number four. It looks like they've potentially switched them. Aaliyah Edwards over in five. Angel Reese got moved down to is that seven? I think it's seven.
Eight. I'm trying to read it.
Seven.
Oh, the eight. Yeah. Okay.
Six. Seven. Yeah, that's eight.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they're maybe
right above Elisa
Peely. I'm expecting shakeups and shocks. This is just kidding.
There's going to be some shakeups and shocks. Yeah. Here's the deal. If Los Angeles Sparks, who have this 2-4 position, if they are able to bank on getting two bigs,
right,
that's going to be crazy. So depending on what Chicago does, I don't know. It's going to be intense. Yeah. Like Karen Brink is nice. And shout out to Donnell who just chimed in too. She's nice. I was watching some of her highlights again. Like she is good. And again, she can shoot from the three if she wanted. So it's great for a big, absolutely. But some of the stuff that Camilla does on that bat. I mean, she's 6'7".
I know.
She's got power. She's solid. Yeah. Like it's just.
They might like.
And not to take anything else from anyway. I mean, there's great names in there. Plus, there's a full on list of like 80 girls, and there's no spots to go right now. So most of these girls are going to end up in the AU, Athletes Unlimited probably, or go overseas. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hey, Ice Cube, why don't you break that $5 million you were going to give Caitlin, break it up into like
some of the girls that aren't going
to
be able to
take the $5 million and make a big three for women. Like you could have a whole league right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
Make it a college big three. Like, why not? You could have those girls that are in between that can just do it. I don't know. It's five.
That's not a bad idea. You know, that's $5 million though.
I mean, $5 million, that could easily be done and just make a tournament over like 2 weeks or do what Athletes Unlimited does. I mean, that make it like a 4 to 6 week event. Shoot.
Yeah, easily.
Easily. So I'm excited for the draft Monday. I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah, I am too. This is going to be actually the first time that I actually will tap in and not be like, oh yeah, we'll just see where it goes. But this is an exciting one. It's a lot of stellar players on here and it just, you know.
I mean, this year is wild. Plus, it's got a live audience, which usually it was just media, coaches, family, whatever.
Right.
So getting the fans in there to be able to take part in it. And again, this thing sold out like right after it was announced. They sold this place out.
Yeah. So, isn't that something?
It'll be amazing. It'll be crazy. All right, let's move on a little bit to the NBA. Okay. I didn't catch this game, but I'm sure you might have.
We had to start with my team. Why we can't start with the Bulls sometimes? You know,
because the Bulls. Listen, the Bulls are holding on with a life vest to the play-ins right now. I was surprised we were even going to make the play-in, which is amazing.
Record, like they ain't
I'm gonna take it.
You know,
but when I saw that Draymond cashed in for over 5 3-pointers along with his splash brother cousin,
this was Draymond I hadn't seen in a long time, and I was just in complete shock. And I didn't appreciate my mother texting me, rubbing it in. You know,
oh, Mrs. Threets was going in.
Well, she's a Dubs fan. She's all about it. She's like, oh, well, we clinched our playoffs. I said, well, we clinched ours too. We just a little lower, but you know, AD was hurt. And my mom was like, that's a moot point. Why are you even bringing that up? But AD was hurt. Let me just give you some context. We needed a big out there. We needed an AD. Our team did the best they could. LeBron played stellar. He had over 20 points, I think, at the end of the third or something like that. Yeah. He was balling. But they just were on fire. Whatever Draymond had in his water, I've never seen Draymond do that.
You know what it was? Before that game, he was talking to Klay Thompson, I think, on his pod, and he was talking about, hey, listen, how does it make you feel when you see me do this dumb shit out here? Like, what do you – and Klay was trying to be very respectful about it, and he was just like, listen, like, you know, you're part of the family. We miss you on the court. And so maybe just hearing those words is going to help him change gears a little bit. Yeah. I don't know, but
he totally did a whole 360 on that and really went around the world and was shooting those threes. I've never seen that. I saw him shoot the first three and then I saw the I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on?
You're like, this is too much.
And our guys couldn't even catch a three if we wanted to. Austin Reeves would try to answer back. I think he did in one play and then it just went, oh my God. I was not expecting that L like that. My mom was early in the morning talking about it. She's like, oh, go Warriors, by the way, at the end of the
I love your mom. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate the talk.
And then she's going to send me a gif of the fat lady singing. Oh, the fat lady singing. 5 minutes left. Fat lady singing. Yeah, okay.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
She's talking to me the whole game. Like, come on.
Hey,
how was dad taking this? Like, he was sitting on the couch and not saying nothing because he was talking big stuff, too.
Giannis got lucky he left the game last night with a left calf injury. They did MRI.
Yeah,
Achilles is fine, Oh, like, he's going to be out a few games. They said it's going to be like tested daily just to kind of see. He'll most likely miss the rest of the regular season. But there's been a lot of people coming in and out. Like, I know Kat's supposed to be coming back, and I don't know if he got back in there. There was a few other players that have,
I don't know if Trae Young is coming back. You know, he had his.
They said he's supposed to be ready to go. So,
yeah, Julius Randle is not. So, Knicks, we already knew that was going to be.
He's whatever. Not. But Natalie did make sure to remind me that his surgery went well. And I said, oh, is he playing for the rest? I said, is he going to play in the playoffs? She goes, it doesn't matter. His surgery went good. I'm like, well, I was hoping it wouldn't go bad because that would just be something the doctor messed up on. But yes, yes. His surgery went well, in case anybody else out there is a Knicks fan.
That's all right. Jalen Brunson goes to try to get in there and do what he needs to do.
Listen, Jalen Brunson, what did he do? He scored 45 points against my Bulls. Yeah. It was a second straight over 40-point game. So you can't stop
the Minnesota Timberwolves took my 80 out. I just need to preface why he was hurt, because we had a crappy game on Sunday against Minnesota. Okay. So
okay,
that's what did it. But then, you know. But we'll
We'll see what playoff AD does.
Yeah, I mean, and this is only like, I want to say, and Goose, you can help me out. I think they were saying that it was only his sixth game missed this whole season, like street clothes.
Wow, he turned the street clothes really back in
the game. You know, he feels bad.
Jeez. We got to talk about the plans. The plans are starting on Monday. I don't know where the East ones are. I know the West ones, I think, were in LA, right? Or,
yeah. Shout out to, I guess, the Mavericks. A coworker mentioned that to me was, you know, he's a Mavs.
So these are the screenshots I took this morning or took earlier this afternoon. The East is pretty much set as far as like what's in and what's out. But then you've got the Western Conference, which, listen, one of these teams like Phoenix could make it into and get out of the play-ins if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't want to.
They're one game behind the Pelicans. I mean, I didn't realize Golden State was down so far. I mean, but look at their scores or their wins and losses versus like the Bulls and the Falcons and the Hawks.
I said, yeah, you got to win 36 games and you can get in the play-in on your
hey, listen. Like, this is looking like the NFC East of old days. Like, you could get into the playoffs with under 500. So.
That's something.
Yeah, plans. It's playoff time. The season, the NBA season, is officially about to get hot. And I'm with it. I can finally start enjoying the NBA season. We got to get up to Isaiah Thomas.
You haven't really been.
I have been watching off and on when I catch a game, but there's got to be like nothing else on. Shout out to the Dog, former Husky alumni Isaiah Thomas, got to sign with the Sun for the rest of the season. So
finally,
happy to see.
Yes. After all of that.
All that, still in great shape, still playing. So good for him.
The fact that they would have him in the G League like that, they should have done that early on anyway. He didn't need to be there.
Himself. Listen,
he did not need to be there.
Maybe for like a game or two, just to make sure you know he's in. You know, game.
If that, put him on the practice squad on the team, like whatever. Come on, they needed the help. There are so many teams that needed help. Could have had him.
I get it. You know, we've also talked about those three-pointers and how the league has been changing. Like, you know, a 20-point lead don't mean nothing. If you got 5 or 4 minutes left, you better still watch the game because it could easily end. This is interesting if you can see this little diagram here in the bottom. The left, all those red dots are the shots, the 300, the top 300 shot locations during the 2004 season. So you see how there's a couple of, you know, a handful of spots with some breaks on the 3-point line. Of course, the top of the key, down low, baseline. Look at 2023, 2024. Those are the top 300 shot locations this year in the league. There is nothing. There is no mid game. There's nothing. I mean, we know that because we see what's happening with the league and the threes.
But
this diagram just was like mind blowing to me. So
yeah, thanks,
I just
Steph Curry.
Yeah, Hood Atlas. Yeah, thanks for that little diagram because that just blew my mind. Meanwhile, you're getting stuff like this happening too. How I've never in my life seen two free throws in an entire game made. I'm sorry, two free throw attempts.
That's crazy.
The Celtics had none. Like, was there just no fouls? I didn't see the game, but I caught this. And
well,
was like,
Bucks
what
were just owning them. They were going on so much of a run, there was no chance for Boston. And I didn't know if Boston was sitting their starters. I didn't know what was going on. Because, you know, Boston's a juggernaut in the East. They're darn near 50 wins or whatever.
That part.
But I just didn't know what was going on with that game. To see,
were the refs, the refs' like whistles that work? Like, were the, you know, did they decide to?
And they were playing in Milwaukee, too. It wasn't like they were in the Garden. Because the Garden, they definitely would have had people going to the line. But I don't know. Why Boston wasn't having a lot.
I guess we'll see. It's just, it's a lot.
Now, before we move on to the subject, I needed to also bring attention and awareness, and I don't know if people knew this, that Nate Robinson needs a kidney. He stated that he does not have long to live if he does not get his kidney. That was announced today.
Another Husky,
another Chicago Bull.
I know he'd been doing dialysis for a long time, but I hadn't heard that news.
Yeah, he's been dealing with renal kidney failure since 2022 for 4 years, and he wanted a voice for those that are having trouble. But he's been doing that advocacy work. But now he really, really is in dire straits and said that I know that I don't have long if I can't get to live if I don't get a kidney. So, pray for him because that's
absolutely. And I'm hoping that when he started having those issues, they at least put him on a list to start with. Cause like,
man, listen, I didn't.
And then, but then it also makes you think about like, you know, we got to get into the, you know, after retirement or stuff of healthcare for professional athletes. Sometimes they don't get that healthcare. We have elderly, you know, I mean, we got some of the older players from like the 70s, 80s. I know some from the Sonics that are having major health issues and they don't have that healthcare coverage anymore. So I'm hoping he also has some good benefit package where it's able to, you know, help in that instance too, because medical bills are no joke, no matter how much money you got at all.
Yeah. And the fact that his dialysis works for him is great, but without getting a new kidney, it's not.
Golden Knights lost 5-1.
God dog it. More bad news. Another tragedy.
There's gotta still be a way. There's gotta still
five
be a way.
What is going on?
5-1. I don't know.
So did they score twice within that 17 minutes of the third period, Golden Knights were able to kick off one, but then we couldn't get anything else.
Kick off a hole.
Yeah. Two more goals?
Listen, it's going to be a little bit of a struggle for us. What do we have, like a week left?
We are on the struggle bus. We are in the front of the struggle bus, okay?
Jesus. Quickly.
Shout out to TNT for airing the game, but God, for what? We lost.
But it was blacked out for certain people, too. Like, it was blacked out. Like, how do you?
That was a problem, too, then. That's not fair. We didn't have all attendees watching.
Not at all. Right. Hey, baseball, we've got going on. At least you got your Dodgers for right now that are doing well. I know
the
Yankees
awesome.
Leading everything. My Mariners are I mean, here's the deal. Usually we do good in the start and we end up not being able to make the playoffs. I'm hoping that us not playing good now could hopefully mean that we get our ish together and get this turned around. But, you know, having some powerhouses like Julio Rodriguez and some other guys, and we're just not able to crack a bat is what's terrible.
Yeah, we just took over those Twins, and we got the Padres we're facing this weekend. That's actually a good game play. We're actually in L.A.
Yeah.
In Dodger land with the Friday game and the Saturday, Sunday games. And so
that's good. I mean, like the Mariners, they're winning in overtime, and that's about it.
Yeah, the Padres are no slops last season, so I think we can get them.
We got to talk about this kid, literally.
Right.
Jackson Holliday. Son of Matt Holliday, he got called up to the big leagues for the Orioles. Yeah. There's of the three youngest players in the Major League Baseball right now, all named Jackson.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
It is.
So here's some little Jackson factoids. Jackson was born December 4th, 2003. This is the same year that I was already moving to Vegas, already out of college. So just to put it in perspective, Billboard's number one song, Baby Boy by Beyonce featuring Sean Paul. Number one film at the box office, The Cat in the Hat. Friends was airing in its final season. Kenan Thompson had just joined NBC Saturday Night Live for his first of 20 plus seasons. The Marlins won the World Series.
See the video of when he got the call?
Yes, to call his dad. That was so cute.
That was very cute.
It was good. The kid's good.
I love seeing that game with him in it.
Yeah. Donnell's the kid's a stud. He is. I mean,
20 years
there's
old,
not many kids that just no. there's not many kids that get drafted to the Major League Baseball that immediately are coming straight into the league. So
yeah, exactly. They're in AAA minors for quite some time before they can even get called up. And he just
what's funny is that I was trying to, you know, I'm trying to go to DC in the summer and I wanted to try and catch some game. The Mystics won't be there, hockey is gonna be over with. And I was like, okay, baseball, maybe I can catch like, you know, what is the Washington?
The Washington Nationals or the Orioles. Nationals. Or something like that.
But the Orioles are there. So I think I might try and catch an Orioles game if I can. Got to see something while I'm out there.
Yeah, I got to see Jackson. Sure. Let's go.
See the kid. And I believe that he also got permission from the Ripken family to wear Cal Ripken's number too, number 7.
He didn't have to pay for it.
I don't think so. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure I saw Cal Ripken had made a post. Cal Ripken Jr. made a post that he said, I'm glad that he'll get to wear the number 7. So,
wow. Okay. That's what's up.
That's kind of great. Yeah.
Yeah.
The NFL also announced that the Sao Paulo game in Brazil will be the Packers versus the Eagles. We knew it was the Eagles, but it's officially Packers and Eagles. It's going to be September
5th. What a game to be in Sao Paulo, Brazil for.
Yeah. Man.
That's a dope look.
Brazil, this is the first ever regular season game in South America.
Will that game be? Man.
Whew, September. Well, I don't know, because that could be more like towards the end of their winter, maybe. I don't know. But it's the first Friday game on opening weekend in more than 50 years. It's going to be on Friday.
Let me tell you something. This international NFL thing is blowing up ridiculously. Uh-huh. I'm loving it. I need to see more teams doing that. Hopefully they'll add more to the load of that schedule. Like you do the London games and you do Mexico City for the Raiders sometimes. Now Sao Paulo, Brazil. I would love different locations. I would love to see all of this.
Yeah.
That's coming down.
I don't know.
That's a great trip.
Donnell said Cal was number 8. I don't know what they were saying then, because there was a bunch of posts about Cal Ripken Jr., something about the kid. I'm not sure what.
Oh, is that Cal Ripken was number 8? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was. I guess I'll look into it and get back to everybody. But yeah. So, anyways, on to Girl Power before the end of the show. Oh, wait. I forgot to mention Pittsburgh's new quarterback out here. In essence,
you know he is.
First of all, I don't know if Russell
would. Football. Let's go, Russell Wilson. And you need to disclose that prayer. And Sierra needs to disclose her prayer. He didn't do it.
It was the fur for
me. I'm loving it though. But I'm telling you, okay, I showed you what I liked and what I'd rather have.
Yes.
And the Dazz Van
Ingrid. I love it for him. That's great. I looked at it and I was like, I don't know if he had just got off back from vacation or what. I'd never seen this shade of Russell before.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely darker. Yeah.
Right. And so I didn't know if it was like the fashion lighting. I don't know. Because I was like, did he just get back from like Hawaii with the family? Right. So at first I was like, did someone Photoshop this? Then I saw Essence posted it and I was like, oh, okay.
No. Our Russ is there.
RS is there. Hey, let's get a couple quick thank yous for some of the men out there that support women. We appreciate all men that support the women in sports. Absolutely. And women in general. Got to give it up also to Eli Manning. He joins the ownership for the New Jersey, New York Gotham FC.
Nice.
He joined that group. And so he was on talking about, you know, just getting ready getting ready for the season. Women's professional soccer league is out there doing big things. Right. And then we also need to talk about Steph Curry. Steph Curry took out an Under Armour, put up 10 large billboards all throughout Columbia, South Carolina, where Malaysia Fawiley's from.
Nice.
In congratulation of her winning that championship, because that's all she wore was the Under Armour Steph Curry shoes. So That's dope. I mean, can you imagine your face on 10 big ass billboards around the city? Like,
yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I do like that. Okay, and I have two local special shout outs of Girl Power today on a birthday tip.
Please.
First of all, shout out to our sportsnista, Cassandra Cousineau. Oh, we'll do Sandra next.
I knew you were going to say it. Yeah. Yes, sportsnista. Happy birthday.
Her birthday today. Happy birthday to you, sis.
She out there getting all her birthday treats.
Right. And then, you know, her knowledge of boxing and UFC and combat.
And listen, she's an encyclopedia over there.
The whole level. So shout out to you and being that powerful woman. And then the second one, of course, is our girl, Sandra Douglas Morgan. Raiders president. I texted her today, wished her a happy birthday, told her I missed her. She texted me back and was like, I miss you too. And I was like, I wish you a good airy season and happy birthday to both of these ladies. They're both phenomenal in what they do. So
I hope Aries women are better than Aries men, because I swear, Aries men.
Let me tell you something. That's my dad and my brother. Shout out to, a special shout out to my brother.
Really?
His birthday is tomorrow. Shout out to Marky.
Maybe the threes are just different. I'll just put the, you know, they on.
I don't know, but I have Aries been in my life and I'm not about to bash them. So
okay.
My dad.
I haven't come across, you know, I need to, you know, I'll keep my mind open. And I love your dad anyway. And of course, your brother too. So that helps me out knowing that Aries aren't all.
Yeah, because guess what? My dad has the swagger. And the,
hello, absolutely.
Of an OG with his Aries season, he's a March Aries though. But my brother is tomorrow, he's April Aries. And shout out to him.
Oh, tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow, wow,
April the 11th. Yes,
okay,
baby brother. Yeah, shout out Barkin. Happy birthday.
Speaking of OGs, listen, head coach Tara Vanderveer says goodbye, retires after 38 seasons, the most winningest coach, college basketball coach out there, period, point blank. You see that jacket right there? That's all those check marks she's got. So I saw some people kind of posting about, oh, maybe Lindy LaRocque would be heading over to Stanford to go back to her alumni, but it appears they're going with one of her staff members, who's also a former player, which is Kate Pay, to take over the coaching. As she
and
was
that
a member
makes sense.
Of, yeah, because really she's been there. She's been there. She's been by your side. So we'll see how that works. But congratulations to head coach Tara Vanderveer and to a happy retirement. She's 70. Like, it's time. You know, like, you at some point you just don't want to. Man, that's
it's time,
be
and it's a good run. And her dash is just truly amazing with all of her accomplishments. So big ups to her. I saw that on Instagram that she was retiring. I'm like, 38 seasons. Yeah.
38.
It's like, time, you know. I'm glad some of these women recognize, and a few of these coaches and stuff recognize when it's time.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, what else can you do?
Yeah.
I mean, I think for her too, like, getting to that number where she could then surpass the male coach. I mean, to get to that number, yes. But
you
after that,
have
it's kind of like
individual personal goals you want to get in your career.
She helped change like the women's game in the Pac-12. Yeah. Like, it just, it was, so good for her.
There with, you know,
and you know,
Pat Summits and all them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Sure.
Listen,
so, you know,
We talked about her last week, Lindsay Harding. So, you know, she won, she's the head coach for the Stockton Kings G League team that they were in the playoffs. I don't know if they're still there or not, but she is in the running to interview with the Charlotte Hornets for their head coaching job.
Oh, wow. I saw that announcement come yesterday, and I'm just like, wow.
Like, come on, go ahead.
And I don't want Becky to leave, but are we not having her in the conversation still with her back?
The thing, I feel like, you know, I wouldn't want Becky to leave either, but I feel like maybe Becky wants that three-peat more than anything else right now.
That could possibly be.
Not to mention, you know, I feel like, you know, where she's at now, I'm not saying that she wouldn't want to go to the NBA ever, but I feel like she likes this attention that's happening right now with the league, with women's basketball, which everything, I think that just maybe might be a reason for her wanting to be there longer, and or at least sticking out her full contract. I don't know. Or at least getting the three-peat, you know?
Well, I feel like the three-peat is good, but I also think that she needs to be mentioned in that conversation as well. But it's
for sure.
For Lindsay Harding. I just like that just came from left field, and I'm like, oh, did we not? Is Becky not an option in that?
She could be. Maybe it's on the DL.
Right? We're looking at the first NBA coach and who is, you know, going to go that way.
Well, they had, people are asking about Dawn Staley. I don't think Dawn really wants to leave either. I mean, I think eventually. Yeah, I think she also sees what she does for these girls in school still and helps them get prepared for that. I think she kind of takes that personally and wants that to be like her way of giving back to the game as well. But plus I can't speak for them.
Spiritual calling too, because she's very,
and she gets that. I mean, she gets paid that money playing coaching college. So what? At that point, it's not even an issue. But yeah, and here's the deal. But you also know that the WNBA season starts in a month. Maybe Becky has said that she would interview if it's kept under wraps because she doesn't want to start that hoopla before the season starts. You never
know. Absolutely true. Yeah, you never know. Absolutely.
Media can't know everything. Shoot.
No, we don't. I just brought it up because she was slated to be the first. Like that was the one they were going to be talking, having those conversations.
But I still feel like if Coach Pop is there, she's not going to change. I feel like if Coach Pop leaves, she might want to take over then. It'd be like a handing of the, a changing of the guard.
Yeah, I could see that. She could be coaching Wimby and some others. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Becky wants it done. Thank you, everybody. We had like a lot of good viewers on YouTube, it looks like
we
today.
We did. I thank for everybody for tapping in.
Yes. Night. Thank you. Make sure to check out the WNBA draft on Monday. Right. If you want, I'm going to be watching it at the house. Maybe have a little draft party. So if anyone wants to holla.
Yeah, right.
That's about it. That's all we got for today. Enjoy the weather, Vegas.
I know. Stay 3 days safe out there. And then it's supposed to go down again. I don't want that. But let's just.
But did you see those hailstorms in Texas? Like, good luck for the people everywhere else that are dealing with, the rest of these ailments. Like, I'm just going to sit back in my final 80-degree weather and enjoy. Right. But, again, we appreciate you. If you're just catching the end, you can always hit the replay, watch it again. Make sure to go to YouTube. You can check out the – we'll be posting the show later at Girl Chat Sports. All social media, Girl Chat Sports. And, yeah, that's it. Girl power.
Yeah, thanks for everybody joining the chat. Yeah.
We appreciate y'all. Take care. See you next week.
All right, we're out.